Hello and welcome into the Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. My name is Stuart Lawler and this is episode number 65. Thank you as always for downloading and subscribing to our podcast. We always appreciate your feedback and you can do that by sending an email to podcast@sightandsound.co.uk with anything you would like to tell us, any suggestions for future shows, or if you have something that you'd like to come on and talk about, then we'd love to hear from you too. On today's show, Tony Shrub from our field sales team will be introducing us to a brand new mobile phone. The Smart Vision 3 from Capsys has arrived. It's the device that most of us can't afford to be without. If you're without your mobile phone for any length of time, you feel like you're missing an arm, or at least I certainly do. Over the last few years, smartphones have become the norm for almost everyone, but touchscreen technology is not for everyone. And if you are blind or have low vision, or if you are somebody with dexterity issues, you may find that touchscreen technology leaves you isolated from many of the functions that most of us have come to expect as norm on our smartphones. Well, we're always excited to get new products in our portfolio here at Sight and Sound Technology. We've recently been very excited by the latest release from French manufacturer Capsys, who have launched the Smart Vision 3. And here to tell us all about it is Tony Shrub, well known to so many Sight and Sound customers from our field sales team. Tony, great to have you on the podcast, first of all.
My pleasure.
Thanks for joining us. Listen, just maybe, could you set the scene for us a little bit? Because you meet people almost every day, I think, of your working life. Uh-huh. Are people struggling with touchscreens? Is there a big demand for something like this?
Yes, people do struggle with touchscreens. And unfortunately, a lot of people think that is the only option. But hopefully by the end of this, you'll understand that it's not the only option. Yes, they struggle with them. Even with, if you're using an iPhone, even with VoiceOver, people get in all sorts of a mess trying to navigate around the screen.
Mm, yeah.
It's
not always the most efficient way, I think, to use a phone. You know, if you're not very confident with a touchscreen, and I have to say, you know, when I saw the original Smart Vision, and we'll talk about maybe the older handsets in a sec, I did sort of feel there was a level of comfort when you felt the buttons again, the tactile keypad, wasn't there?
That's it. Yeah. Makes a big difference.
So, Tony, will you take us back a couple of years to when Smart Vision came in? What was the original device? What did it offer? Because I know that the new one was kind of a bit of a change.
It's a bit of a change. But let's start out how Capsys built this, because at the end of the day, Capsys did build these mobile phones with low vision users in mind and totally blind users in mind. The big difference is, yes, you've got a touch screen if you so desire, but as you alluded to just a moment ago, the big difference is they've also got a physical keypad. And people went mad when they felt, oh, great, a keypad. You can disable the touchscreen or you can use it in the normal way. However, Capsys have put you don't get icons all over the screen. They've listed everything in menu fashion. Mm. So you swipe your finger. If you're going to use the touchscreen, you'd swipe your finger from the top slowly down, and each item will be announced to you with the Capsys accessibility option. So you'd get phone, messaging, people, emails, etc. Now, how you access it after that will vary depending on how it's set up. You can either just release the screen, in which case that particular application will open. You can do the old Apple thing and double tap if you prefer, and that will open the application. But fundamentally, everything is in a list. Throughout the phone menus, it's all one under the other.
Now, these are, I suppose they're like mainstream phones. They are running the Android operating system, aren't they?
They are. Okay. By all means, running Android operating system. So you've got access to, I can never remember which is which, but Play Store.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Android version, isn't it?
Yep.
As opposed to the App Store, Play Store. So you've got all of those applications available to you if you choose to download them. Although I would stress, check out the reviews and check out with friends and colleagues as to whether they are, in fact, accessible. Generally, the mainstream applications you'll find are accessible, but there are some, particularly on Play Store, that are a bit niche and they don't allow accessibility in the total.
Okay.
Something to bear in mind.
Going back then to the original Smart Vision, which came out a couple of years ago, what are the big changes from that phone to what you have with you today?
Okay, right. Size-wise, it's slightly larger, and I'll explain the reason. The new one, the three, the Smart Vision 3, slightly larger. It's only about 3/8 of an inch longer, but there's a big reason for that. The keyboard now takes up more space on the face of the phone, and that's because Capsys have separated the keys, so they're more definable, whereas on the old one, they tended to run together. And if you weren't careful, there's a tendency to hit the wrong button, the wrong key, simply because they're too close together. On the new one, there's a good amount of spacing in between, so you can definitely feel the definition of each key and where you are on the keypad. Another big change they've made, and I think it is brilliant, to navigate around the menus, you've got a select button, which has a ring around it. And you press the top or the bottom of that ring to move up or down the list. But again, because it's that not that well defined, there was a tendency to people to hit the select button rather than the ring around it.
Mm.
And the all sorts of problems that arose as a result. Now, and this, I'll come to the Mini Vision, but this was first introduced on the Mini Vision. They've separated. You've got a select button, and that is surrounded by four other buttons. And again, there's good definition on these buttons. And they're sufficiently far apart for you to know where they are and also not hit two instead of one key or hit the wrong key simply because of the way they're spaced. That's why it's slightly longer. The screen is slightly smaller than on the old one, but it still has the same way of navigating it. If you choose to enable the touch screen, you simply wipe your finger from top to bottom in a slow movement and it will announce all the items underneath your finger.
I'm thinking as you describe the layout there of the buttons, it sounds a bit like the old Nokias with the four buttons and the menu key and the arrow keys then. Yeah, similar.
I'll go along with that. Yeah. And as I say, because they're much better defined, it's a lot easier to navigate around.
What's the phone like to set up from the time you kind of turn it on? Will you get spoken instructions as you kind of,
get spoken instructions. As it comes out of the box, the defaults are pretty good, but you will need to set yourself up a Google account to access the, I'll come to this in a moment, but you'll need a Google account for Google Assistant, for your emails, even though you could set up an Outlook account or whatever you choose, you will need a Google account to start with. That will give you access to the Play Store as well. But it talks you through the process.
Okay, so...
not a major drama.
So get a Google account. If you have a Gmail address already, you have a Google account, so presumably you can just sign in with that.
Just sign into that, yeah. Just sign in the usual way. You can use the keypad to type in any characters that might appear in your email account. But let me come to something else, Stuart. Both phones, the old one and the new one, have voice recognition.
Oh, wow.
So there's a button on the side, and this is why you need Google Assistant. Button on the side that you press, you'll get a tone, and you can instruct the phone to phone so-and-so. And if so-and-so's in your contact list, it will phone out to that person. You can dial a number, and you go through the menus to find phone, dial a number, and again, you press this button on the side, and you can dictate that number, and it will repeat as it's adding the numbers to you, so you know you're on track, and then you can tell it to dial out and it will call that number.
So there's really three ways of entering text to the phone, because you can obviously speak, as you've just explained. You can use the touch screen, or you can use the keypad.
Yep, that's it, exactly. That's right. And you can launch pretty much all of the applications. And I'll stop at any downloaded from the Play Store. But any of the onboard apps, you can voice activate, launch messaging, for example. Well, with messaging, you just simply say send a message. But all the others, you can voice activate and then dictate if there's any text. If you're sending a text or an email, you can dictate that as opposed to using the keypad.
Do you want to give us a quick demo of just what it sounds like?
Yeah, by all means. Okay, so this is the Smart Vision 3. There's, I'll just run through this with you. There's four buttons, one at the top, which will either switch it on, or it will bring up my lock screen or unlock the screen. Mm-hmm. On the right-hand side, there's a long textured button, which is a voice control. And below that, and again, these are so well-defined, below that, there are two volume controls. You can, I've not yet done it, but you can set those volume controls up to do other functions as well. But let me turn it on. I'm just pressing the button on the top.
Device 1411. 1411, Monday the 17th of October. Battery level, 94% remaining.
Okay, so there's a lot of information it gives you when it first, when you unlock the screen. Now I'm going to press the button on the side.
1411, Monday the 17th of October.
At that point, I could say, phone Tony. And because Tony's in my address book, it would dial out to me.
And presumably then at that point, Tony, you're in your home screen or home menu or main menu, I think it calls it, and you can just navigate around from there.
It will take, right, okay. So from that home screen, I was there, and yes, I told it to phone me, and it's now switches screen to the phone screen, and will dial out. So on the screen, you will have the name of the person you're dialing and the number. It will tell you it's dialing, and obviously you'll know when it's connected.
Now, it also, you mentioned the Play Store already. It's probably worth mentioning this again, because other phones that are maybe similarly feature set, at least, maybe some of the competitor products do have certain apps built in, but they don't, as far as I know, have access to the Play Store. So you can install anything you want on this device.
Yeah, let's just go through a few of the applications that are on now on this one. Bearing in mind that this is, because it's mine, it's top of the range.
Of course it is, of course.
Okay, so I'm on applications, I'm just pressing the select button. I'm not touching the screen at all on this, mm-hmm. I'm using purely the keypad. So the select button.
Home screen, applications, out of list.
Okay, so now I've gone to my list of applications. It tells me I'm on applications, and I'll go down this list.
Agenda selected in list.
So there's the agenda. If I wanted to enter that, I'd simply press the select button in the middle of these navigation keys, and it would open that.
Assistant.
I'm just pressing the down arrow.
Banknote recognizer. Book reader. Calculator. Calendar.
Tony, tell us, I noticed there, for example, you came through things like Color Reader. There are some additional apps on the Smart Vision, but it does depend on which version you buy, isn't that correct?
That's right, yeah. The Smart Vision 3 is available in different versions, and I'll go through those versions with you. Okay, so you've got the Initium, which is the entry level. It's a smartphone, the charging cable, wall charger, stereo headphones, NFC tags. You're familiar with NFC, near-field communication, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yep.
Screen off.
Thank you. And, the SIM extraction tool. Because on the old one, to put a SIM in, you had to take off the back. And that caused a lot of confusion and difficulty.
Put the little tray from the behind the battery. Yeah, yeah.
And if you were lucky, the little holder stayed in place. Mm-hmm. If you weren't, it dropped out. On this one, like most, pretty much all smartphones today, it's got a slot in the side with a tool that you just put into a hole, and it's out springs a little tray. You can put two SIMs in now. whereas the old one was only single SIM. This one you could have dual SIM if you choose to, or you can have a SIM and an SD card to expand the memory. So that's with the Initium. Now, if you go up to the Smart Vision 3 Omni, yeah, you're looking at £200 more. But in addition to all of that, you get an inductive charger. Okay, so a charger that you can plug into the wall, leave on your table, and whenever you want to charge your mobile phone, you just
throw the phone on the thing.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah.
That's right. Case, neck strap, cleaning cloth, all of that. Plus, Captain Pedestrian GPS. So you've got the Captain GPS system built into the Omni. And you've got, as I mentioned earlier, the book and document reader.
Can someone buy the Initium? Is that what you call the first one? Sorry, the original one, the entry level one.
Yeah, the Initium.
Yeah. Can someone buy that and then upgrade? Is it the same handset or is it an actual different phone?
No, it's the same handset.
Okay.
In fact, if you go through the various options, there's three packages available to you. If you're going to buy the Initium and then want to upgrade it later, if you want to put the Captain GPS on and the book reader, there's a package called Efficient. I didn't name these packages, but it's called Efficient. And that will allow you to put onto your Initium the other two options.
Okay.
The Expert includes the inductive charger, if that's important to you. So it really is. It's got the GPS already in the book reader. It's just little accessories that you might want to put with your mobile phone.
It's also worth saying that these devices are SIM-free. So it doesn't matter who you're with. Isn't that right? You just put your SIM card in.
Okay, yeah, absolutely right. They're supplied to the user, SIM-free completely. So if you've got a SIM already, it's a nano SIM it uses. So if you've got a SIM, either pay-as-you-go, contract, or whatever, you can just slot it in and away you go.
Okay. It's a great device. There's a lot of people kind of talking about this device because I know we were kind of waiting for it for a little while. A lot of people were sort of asking us, when's it coming? It's here now. You're presumably trying to get it into people's hands. You're when you go to trade shows and stuff, people are excited?
Yeah, they are excited. There are Smart Vision 2 users out there who, as I've described, they use it, but they do have issues with the keypad, the new one. Makes such a big difference. There are smartphone users using Android or iPhones that just want the relief of being able to use a keypad as opposed to relying solely on a touchscreen.
Yeah, and I do get that. There's a, as we said earlier, there's a certain level of comfort, I think, of touching those buttons.
That's right. Just a thought, okay? As you know, and as most people do know, I am a sighted person. And whenever I use a Capsys, I will always, always use the keypad.
Really? Wow.
I will not use the touchscreen. I don't know why.
Mm.
It's because it's there, and it's to my mind, it's far quicker and far easier.
And that's interesting coming from someone who's fully sighted. You know, that you're not looking, even though presumably your personal phone is a touchscreen phone. But
my personal one's a touchscreen.
Yeah.
Company one's a touchscreen, but I've got no choice in those. How you buy them, Now... because of what I do, I'm presented with a phone with a keypad, and I use it.
Mm-hmm. So, Tony, we appreciate you coming along. I know you have you're about to head on the road because you're always on the road. But before we let you go, I did want to ask you if you wouldn't mind just mentioning the other the other Smart Vision, or not Smart Vision, Mini Vision, but they're from the same company in the portfolio. There's the Mini Vision Plus, is that right, or Lite?
We're on the Mini Vision 2 now.
Mini Vision 2. Just for people who might want to get a more simple, basic phone, Mini Vision might just be the one they want.
Absolutely right. Yeah, so, right, the screen is not a touchscreen. So if it's a touchscreen you need, plus the keypad, then you go with the Smart Vision. The Mini Vision, no touchscreen at all, but a keypad, a well-defined keypad. In fact, this one came out with this better definition on the keypad than the bigger one did. But if you just want a phone that makes calls, receives text, you don't want to get involved in all the apps and the emails and the web browsing on your mobile phone, then the Mini Vision 2 is brilliant. Very much the same principle.
Home screen. 304.
Everything.
Battery level 100% remaining. 11 new text messages.
11 less people telling me I need to top
up. You're busy, Tony.
Yeah. Okay, so I simply put. Contacts. Here we go. Phone.
Contacts. Messages. 11. Alarm. Calendar. Camera. Gallery. FM radio. Lie detector. Color detector. Banknote recognizer. Calculator. Sound recorder. Notes. Flashlight. Weather. Emergency. Where am I? User manual. Settings.
And that's the end of the list. So that's what you've got on it. But there are a few nice little touches there. Provided, again, you set it up with a Google account and you've got a data allowance on your SIM. Where am I? Simple. What's the weather?
Yeah.
So you have got a few little tricks.
It kind of gives you a glimpse at some smartphone functions. Without kind of exposing the whole smartphone thing, which
without going overboard, and I find a lot of people. My mother was one. Mm-hmm. Is one.
Okay.
I don't want a smartphone. Yeah. I don't want internet. I don't want emails. Yeah. You know, I just want to be able to receive and make phone calls. And this one, you can. But again, sorry, Stuart, to interrupt. Yeah. Again, you have got voice recognition on this one.
It does feel as well very much the Minivision phones, certainly when I held them, felt very much the old, there was the old Nokia C5 handsets that were around for years with the talk screen reader. Feels very much like that.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, Tony, listen, thanks for showing us what's current and for introducing us to the Smart Vision 3. We'd heard a lot about it before, and I think our listeners will have found this very helpful. We appreciate your time. I'm sure there'll be people who might be traveling to, you know, the Sight Village shows in the next little while. We'll have one in London. I'm sure you'll be there, or at least some of your colleagues will be there with the handset. So we look forward to hearing more about the devices and how they get on. But for the moment, thanks a million, and safe travels later today.
Thanks very much, Stuart. My pleasure.
Thanks very much to Tony Shrub there. Thoroughly enjoyed catching up with Tony, and great to know that Smart Vision 3, it's a very powerful device, but it's also good to know about the mini version too, if you don't need all those functionalities of a smartphone. If you want more information, sightandsound.co.uk or 01604 798070. The sales team would be more than happy to help you in whatever way they can. That's just about all we've time for on this edition though. We're back soon. Until then, from Stuart Lawler and everybody at Sight and Sound Technology, take care and thanks for listening. Bye-bye.